Can one have, the question was asked, if one davens very quickly and by the time Shmona Esrei is over, he has no idea what he said, can it be considered like they fulfilled Shmona Esrei? So technically, the minimum kavana is in Avot. And technically, we say that we don't have kavana even in that. And if, even if we catch ourselves that we didn't have kavana, we assume that if you do it again, good possibility you won't have kavana the second time either. So Chazal tell us that today we assume no one has kavana. And that's why if you messed up the first time with kavana, we'd usually tell you don't repeat it because chances are you won't have kavana the second time. Chazal assume that most people don't ever have kavana on some level, even on the most minimalistic level. So the best bet is before you start Shmona Esrei, tell yourself, you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to have kavana the way Chazal said. You should count my words as though I had the kavanot that Chazal meant I should have. And then if you fly through it and you didn't have kavana, so it's, you said, God, I want you to implement the kavanot of Chazal. But you should still have try to have kavana at least in the first blessing. And then I always recommend work it one blessing at a time. Learn the perush of the tefillah, and then as you go along, if you learn each time another few words, and every time try to have kavana in those words, that's a way of developing kavana in all of tefillah. But technically, if you did not have kavana, so we say it's not a good thing, but we assume that most people usually do not have kavana, and however much every person is yotzei usually, that's how much you'll be yotzei then. Of course, we recommend daven slowly. Of course, we recommend using a translated siddur. Of course, we recommend take the time, pause in your prayer, and refocus. Chazal say you should daven in a shul that has windows. If you lose your kavana, look up out the window. When you see the sky, imagine yourself standing opposite the Holy of Holies in the Beit HaMikdash, and that should help you refocus. So yes, we do all kinds of tricks, and we say have kavana. We say go to the bathroom before prayer so that you don't have things that are stopping your kavana. Blow your nose before prayer so you don't have things bothering you from having kavana. Clear your throat. Get everything that could be bugging you, get it out of your way, and daven in a place where you could have kavana because you should have kavana. But if at the end of the day you find yourself at the end of Shmona Esrei and you say, gee, I don't think I had kavana for a single word in that Shmona Esrei. So kick yourself and figure out how you'll do better next time, but I don't think you should repeat Shmona Esrei. What you should do is think for a second, how will I have better kavana next time? Maybe I need to find a shul where I'll have better kavana. Maybe I need to sleep more before I come to shul. Maybe I need to focus more. If we take time before prayer and we'd get to shul early like the Sephardim do, and we'd get in tune the way the halacha expects us to do, then maybe we'll have better kavana. So there are a lot of halachot that are supposed to help us get kavana, and we should implement them and work on having kavana. But if after all of that we still do not have kavana, so what can we do? We ask Hashem for forgiveness and try better next time.